Reports of a toxic workplace culture at the tax office and heavy-handed tactics have renewed calls for an overhaul of the organisation. A joint Four Corners and Fairfax media investigation has revealed debt collectors are being pressured to meet revenue-raising targets, with small businesses often seen as easy targets. Tax watchdogs, lawyers and industry figures are now urging the federal government to take action. With more, here's political reporter Henry Bellow.
When former ATO staffer Richard Boyle opened an email from his supervisor, he was horrified. He was asked to blindly use one of the ATO's most aggressive debt collection tools on small businesses.
This was a cash grab. My colleagues were saying this is a cash grab.
This incident took place last year, and Mr. Boyle has now blown the whistle on a workplace culture where staff are pressured to meet revenue-raising targets. He says his colleagues were told to seize money directly from bank accounts, even if businesses were still appealing an alleged tax debt.
I stated that we may be shutting down the wrong businesses and causing great distress to the community and possibly even pushing people towards suicide that needed our compassion as opposed to the people that we should rightly be targeting.
It's stories like these that are worrying the industry. Barrister Graham Halperin has been representing small businesses for 30 years. He says many people don't know how powerful the ATO is.
The problem here is you've got tremendous power invested in an organisation which, because of its powers, can effectively act like a judge, jury and executioner all rolled up into one. That's the problem.
Politicians have been concerned about potential abuses of power for years. In 2013, the then Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, was so concerned he thought about splitting the agency in two. The idea was to separate the ATO's administrative and policing powers to create another level of scrutiny. But when the Coalition won government later that year, the plan was ditched. The tax office was strongly opposed to the idea, saying there was already enough oversight.
We're not very good judges of themselves about what the appropriate level of accountability is.
Alan Fells was head of the powerful Competition and Consumer Commission for more than a decade. He thinks restructuring the tax office deserves more attention.
It would reduce the possibilities of abuse.
Barrister Graham Halperin says politicians must act now to ensure the ATO's powers aren't being misused by rogue traders.
Your assets can be confiscated. You can be required to answer questions which effectively incriminate you from the point of view of non-payment of tax. You're guilty until proven innocent. Sounds like an Orwellian dystopia to me.
Tax barrister Graham Halperin ending that report by Henry Bellow. The ATO's Deputy Commissioner Deborah Jenkins told Four Corners that the office does make mistakes but says it receives positive feedback from many small businesses. Ms. Jenkins says she doesn't want small businesses to feel like they're an easy target, and she denies the ATO has a revenue focus.